Well, hello, everybody. This is Raul Gonzalez, and welcome to our very, very first TMS Medicare Hour. And so glad for everybody to be here. I'm so glad that people are listening. There's so many things that I've been thinking about that I want to make sure that we're able to share with all of our agents. And I want to make sure that all of our agents are getting as much training as possible. But, you know, it's very difficult to be able to do that when, you know, we have the size of our conference room or we have issues. We don't really have a great place to do training with the amount of agents that we have. And at least not in person. And just kind of thinking like, well, how many hours would it actually take in order to bring our agents to a place where everybody has a whole bunch of information, where everybody knows exactly what they're doing, and it does take a while. So what we did is Oscar and I had some conversations, and we go back and forth. I think that Oscar will say that this podcast was his idea, and you know what? It probably was. You know, we've flirted with the idea, and we've talked about how important it is to give our agents a lot more information. And so Oscar, on a normal basis, will be the co-host. And we'll be going through a lot of this together in training our agents, really taking our agents to the next level. That's what it's going to be about. And so we call this the TMS Medicare Hour, and it could go anywhere between 30 minutes and it could go all the way up to, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half. It just depends on the content. So my idea is let's just give as much good content as we can. Let's give as much information. And if it only takes 30 minutes, then that's what we're going to go ahead and send in. If it takes longer than that, then we'll go ahead and, we're going to make it longer. Whatever it takes, we're going to do for our agents to help our agents get to that next level. So very important to share. And so again, when I think about calling it the TMS Medicare Hour, even if it's not going to be a full hour, I just kind of remember back to when I was a kid, and I'm probably dating myself here. Well, we used to have this thing called a TV guide, and the TV guide would tell us what was going to be on TV for that day. And I remember there was a news program called the 9 o'clock news. And if you watch the 9 o'clock news, that was their thing, because all the rest of the news came out at 10 o'clock. And so they were called the 9 o'clock news. But I remember that I would have the TV guide out, and I'd be looking it over, and it was always so funny when there would be a Spurs game or something on. Go Spurs. And there'd be a Spurs game on, and we would notice that the 9 o'clock news happened to be coming on at 11 o'clock or something like that. And came out on the Jay Leno show. They showed the TV guide with the 9 o'clock news being at 11 o'clock PM. And it's just one of those things, right? Where we're going to go with the title, the TMS Medicare Hour, and we might end up only being 30 minutes. We don't want to waste anyone's time. That's what I always think. Like when we do our trainings or when we do our team meetings and things like that, we never want to take up people's time. My idea is, like, let's get our agents to get as much information as possible. We're going to teach you as much as we can and never, ever make you feel like, man, I really wasted my time. There was kind of a joke back when I used to work at another company. We would have these meetings, and you've probably seen the memes through the years, right? Like, this meeting could have been an email, and I never want it to be that way. I never want it to be that, you know, this training could have been an email or whatever the case is. We want to deliver here, and we want everybody to get as much information as possible. And so that's what we're going to do. And so it's going to be a real cool thing. Again, I'll just encourage everybody. If you're an agent and you're not where you want to be at, even if you are, I was talking to Natalie, and you all know who Natalie is. She's been our agent of the year for years. She has really dominated kind of the last few years at TMS as far as who's number one. Everyone is doing a great job, but she's always been kind of number one consistently. And I told her, we're going to be doing this podcast. You know, do you want to be on it? She was like, yeah. And I'm really excited about listening. I was like, really? She's like, you can never stop learning. I want to just keep on learning. And I love that attitude. And I love that. And it's true. And I really think that if you're an agent, even if you think you know it all. And I'm going to be honest, you don't, because I don't. And I've been doing this for a long time, and none of us do, because the reason is because things change, right? Like if things were still exactly the same way they were when I came into this business, the coverage gap would leave people with 100% out of their own pocket, right? So things are changing all the time. So everybody, even though we know quite a bit, there's still a lot more to learn. And let's face it, unless you're number one in the country, which someone is, right? Someone's the biggest producer in the country. Every one of us has room to improve, room to learn. I know that I want to continue to learn. So let's do it. And so I was just even thinking about there's a couple of situations and really we want to have these conversations and I want it to be kind of conversational. I want it to be where if I'm going to explain this to you, it would be like if you're sitting right here in my office and we're having a conversation. And I was having a conversation with an agent not too long ago where we were talking a little bit about Medicare supplements. And this particular agent really, really believes in Medicare supplements. And don't get me wrong, I think a Medicare supplement is fantastic. I really do. But I want to make sure that my personal opinion, my personal thoughts don't sort of cloud the judgment or cloud the argument for or against a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan. And so as we had this conversation, I kind of wanted to make sure that we're not doing that, right? Where we're not saying like, well, I know that I would be on a Medicare supplement. So that's what I end up selling more of, right? And to be honest, you can see it. You know, I talk to people, and with the amount of agents that we have, you know, I have these conversations with people and I'm like, they'll tell you, you know what? I don't have any preference. I don't steer people one way or the other, but you know, if they happen to sell more of this type of plan or more of that type of plan, it becomes pretty evident, you know, that they do, because it's not a one size fits all approach. And let's just say that you have this super wealthy clientele. It's definitely not a situation where you can just assume that they're going to want to be on a Medicare supplement. And sometimes it could be that you went ahead and sold them a Medicare supplement, and then they speak with another agent who comes in behind you, and they're having a conversation, and they come in behind you, and then they're like, oh yeah, I actually think a Medicare Advantage might make more sense for me. And it was because maybe you didn't explain it enough. Maybe you didn't give them enough information about a Medicare Advantage. And so we want to make sure that that never happens. And so I want to have a conversation about that today. I want to make sure that we are giving a little bit more information on positioning a Medicare Advantage versus a Medicare supplement. And very often the way that we can do that is by having these conversations where we are explaining and we're saying, hey, look, these are some real live situations, and maybe this will help make a decision. So I was recently talking to a client that I enrolled 9 years ago. When I first left Humana, I met this client and I enrolled her in a Medicare supplement. And it was the right plan for her, you know, based off of her needs. At the time, she knew she was going to have knee surgery, and she knew she was going to have several different things, and that she hadn't been to the doctor because she was waiting to turn 65. So we enrolled her in a Medicare supplement. I want to say it was Plan F back then. If somebody was first turning 65, they could enroll in a Plan F. No questions asked, no out-of-pocket cost other than the plan premium. And actually, now that I think about it, it was a Plan G. And the Plan G obviously just has a Medicare Part B deductible. At the time, it's like $147, right? So it's like, well, not a big deal. You just pay this $147. The rest of it, everything is going to be covered at 100%. And so this was the right plan for her. She lived here in San Antonio. She did have doctors that she knew she needed to see and she wanted to keep. She didn't want to have any kind of limitations. And then being that she knew she was going to have a knee surgery, she didn't want to just be stuck with having, you know, referrals and all of these you know, potential out-of-pocket costs. She was always a little bit nervous about. She didn't want to have, you know, like super high costs. So we enrolled her in a Medicare supplement, and it was 9 years ago. And again, maybe 8 and a half. It was right when I started TMS, when I first left Humana. And so enrolled her in. So fast forward 9 years later. Now we've talked through the years, and she told me, you know, I never had my knee surgery, that kind of thing. And I'm like, well, you know, never thought twice about it. I just know that she had enrolled in a Medicare supplement, but she received a phone call, or she received a letter in the mail saying, hey, your MedSup premium is going up again. And she said it had been going up like $20 every year over the last couple of years, maybe $40. And it was getting so expensive. And this year was kind of like the final straw. She mentioned that the premium was $320. Now, $320 a month, that's just for the Medicare supplement. That's not including her prescription drug plan, and also not including her Medicare Part B deductible. So obviously there's some costs there, right? And she's like, oh man, she calls me up, and this was this AEP. She calls me up and she's really upset. And she's, you know, she and I had a really good relationship, and I knew so much to where she moved to Corpus, and she continued to call me, and I'm still her agent after all these years. So she called me up, let me know her situation. Yeah, I moved, and we're, you know, I can't afford it anymore. I can't afford the premium for this MedSup. And I kind of started asking her some questions. I'm like, okay, well, what's the premium for that Medicare supplement? $320 a month. I said, oh my goodness, that's so expensive. And so we look over the plan, and I tell her, you know, maybe it's time to look at a Medicare Advantage plan. And she was like, well, the thing is I still haven't had my knee surgery. I know I'm going to have it. So I just don't think that I can afford to change my plan right now. And so in our conversation, I really felt like, gosh, you know, it's so expensive. Why don't we look a little bit deeper? I'm not going to just end it right here. I want to know, you know, what the concern is. Why wouldn't you change your plan? I think that it could make a lot of sense for you to change. So we have this conversation, and she mentions that the premium for her Medicare supplement again is $320, and then she pays about an extra $20 a month for her prescription drug plan. So I'm just estimating that part. I know that it was $320, but as far as the prescription drug plan, it looks like it was about $20 a month. So you add that up together, and that is $4,080. $4,080. So in a worst case situation, nope, not a worst case, best case scenario, she's paying $4,080 no matter what, out of her own pocket. But we started having a conversation, and I said, hey, listen, here's what I want you to know. If you ended up in a situation where you did have to have that knee surgery, she said that the reason that she hadn't had it yet is because a doctor was concerned, and he wanted her to lose weight before he would do the surgery. They're like, wait, she has to lose weight in order to have this surgery. And she said for her last couple of years, that's what it was, but she couldn't lose weight because she couldn't move her knees or whatever. So she also said, so I have to go and get a gym membership. And I'm going to, the first thing I'm going to do at the beginning of the year, I'm going to go buy a gym membership at the YMCA. And so obviously as a person that's been doing this, you know, even if you've been doing it for like 3 months, hopefully the first thought that came to your mind is, oh, cool, gym membership will be included in the Medicare Advantage plan, or at least let's find one that includes a gym membership, right? So I mentioned that to her, and she was like, oh, wow, okay. Well, I just found out that it's about $24 a month to join the YMCA for seniors. So we're also going to save her that money. So we have this conversation, and we start saying, okay, look, what happens if you do end up having to have that knee surgery? What's your cost going to look like? And now don't hold me to these numbers. This plan was for Corpus, and I just can't remember the copays off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure that it was $100 a day for the first 5 days in the hospital. So we started kind of estimating together. I'm like, okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to figure out how much this would cost you. So what we found out is that the first 5 days in the hospital were $100 a day. And then we said, okay, well, what happens after that? Maybe you come out and you have skilled nursing care. So she comes out, she has skilled nursing care, but she's only there for about 2 weeks, which is the average, right? She's in skilled nursing care for 2 weeks, no cost there. And then afterwards, she ends up having to have physical therapy. And you know, that's a real thing, right? There, people are going to have physical therapy. So the cost under this plan was about $15 each time that they had the physical therapy. So imagine a situation where it's $15 three times a week. Okay, so that comes out to $45, right? So let's say that she goes 10 weeks with her, she's going to have, for 10 weeks, she's going to have that $45 expense. So that's $450. So far what she's looked at, right, is $450 for physical therapy for 10 weeks, which is a long time for physical therapy, but for 10 weeks, and she didn't have anything at the skilled nursing facility. And then she also had 5 days at the hospital. And I explained to her, and if you're working in Medicare, I hope that you know this. I hope we've already explained this to you. We've gone through it in the training. That whatever costs that you have in the hospital are all covered by this copay. So if a person goes into the hospital and they were in a situation where they... If a person were to go into the hospital and they ended up in a situation where they had to have a surgeon and the surgeon is going to charge their bill, the anesthesiologist is going to charge a bill, and then you also have other people like the doctor that comes in and just to say, hello, how are you doing? You know, that doctor, everybody's going to charge. And the way that it works is if you have original Medicare, you're going to pay 20% on all of that, right? But if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, if you're on one of these plans, it's all of your costs while you're in the hospital are going to be covered under that plan. And so as we have this conversation, we're able to find out, and I explained that to her, and she was like, oh, wow. So in a best case scenario, in a worst case scenario, then that's going to be what I spend, right? I was like, yeah, well, if you know, let's say really bad scenario, you go back into the hospital again for another 5 days. So then that's $1,500. Okay. She's like, well, man, see, that's the thing, Raul. I can't afford that. I said, oh, yeah. Okay. So we start looking through and I see, well, okay, well, what's the maximum out of pocket? What's the maximum out of pocket under that plan? It was about $3,400. All right. So now we're talking. So worst case scenario, it gets worse. She's in and out of the hospital. She's spending the night there. Every 5 days, she'll go in and then go back out. Well, there's a max under this plan, and that maximum out of pocket was $3,400. So that's a worst case scenario. She's going to pay $3,400. Well, let's do the math real quick. What's 320 if it's $320 a month? 320 and then another $20 for the prescription drug plan times 12. That's $4,080. That's more than the maximum out of pocket. So best case scenario under the Medicare supplement, she was going to pay the $4,080. And in best case scenario for the Medicare Advantage plan, she doesn't even have the knee surgery, and then she does it. So what she ends up doing is she saves that $4,080 in premium and also the $24 a month on the gym membership that we talked about earlier. And then she's also getting some over-the-counter items and things like that. So ultimately, this ends up being a much, much better situation for her. And so when you start thinking of it that way, so initially, people are like, man, I can't believe you knew someone was going to have surgery and that you would remove them from a Medicare supplement. First of all, she couldn't afford the premium anymore. It got so expensive that she just couldn't afford it anymore. So then, you know, we have this conversation and she was going to have to cancel it, or she didn't know what she was going to do. But she did tell me, she goes, you know, Raul, I don't know. I'm kind of nervous. And that's when we had that conversation. So I said, listen, send me a list of your doctors. I want to get to know who these doctors are. And then I had in this conversation, I said, listen, send me a list of your doctors, but do me a favor, in parentheses, I want you to write out your situation with that doctor. Meaning, if you're happy with that doctor, say, I must keep this doctor. But if it's a doctor that, say, you could put, well, I haven't really seen this doctor a whole lot. This is my doctor, but whenever I go to him, I end up having to wait 2 hours. So I'd be willing to change that doctor. So I kind of start planting these seeds in her head and saying, how happy are you with these doctors? So sometimes what we find is that people will say, hey, these are my doctors, I want to keep them, without even actually thinking whether or not they're happy with them, right? Like, are you actually happy with this doctor? Well, no, not really. So it kind of just plants a seed of just to think about it. Now, I'm not trying to change their mind. If they're happy with their doctor, I want them to keep their doctor. But it just sort of starts planting these seeds in, well, you know, am I happy? And so she sent me her email with a list of doctors. She had a primary care doctor. She said, this doctor was recently purchased by a large hospital system, and this physician's office is just, they haven't been great lately. And so I kind of wanted to investigate that. And another doctor, she said, I have to keep this doctor, have to keep this doctor. And then another one, I think it was for diabetes, she said, I actually want to change this doctor and find someone a little bit closer. This doctor's too far. So there you go right there. I don't know that she would have said that if we had this conversation, if we didn't have the conversation where I'm like, well, just send me a list of your doctors. No, I want to know which ones are important. So that's another kind of key takeaway that hopefully that you all take when you're in front of a client is, wait, I want to, do I need to keep this doctor? Those are the questions that they really need to know. Like, so I don't want to, from now on, if you're ever asking someone for a list of their doctors, please don't just ask them for a list of the doctors. Make sure you're also saying, and I want to know how you feel about them. Is it a doctor that I must keep? And if that's a yes, then of course we're going to find a plan with the doctor that you must keep. But I want to make sure that you do that and kind of even kind of give it a background. Some people that I talk to, they say, yeah, this is my doctor. But one of the things that I've noticed is that whenever I schedule an appointment with him, I might have a 9 o'clock appointment, but I don't end up seeing the doctor until 11. I wait an hour in the waiting room and then an hour in the room where I'm going to get care. And the doctor finally walks in and he looks at his watch the whole time and gives me about 8 minutes of his time. And I always mention that when I have conversations with people, because you know what? There's a lot of doctors like that. And so I kind of throw that out there and just see what they say. And sometimes it kind of triggers things in them and be like, you know what? You're right. This guy isn't available. He doesn't do a great job. And, you know, sometimes that's a good thing for them to find out. Sometimes you're putting them in a better situation. So the situation with their primary care doctor, this was a good one. So we went in there with the primary care doctor. And on that situation with this particular primary care doctor, I called them because I couldn't find them on any Medicare Advantage plan. And I know she'd mentioned that this doctor had recently moved. And she said, yeah, you know, I do want to keep this doctor. So this doctor had just recently moved or they were sold, I should say. So I called them up. And first of all, I was on hold for like 25 minutes. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't really have this kind of time. What am I doing? So I wait for him. And then the girl picks up the phone and she's like, Christus, how can I help you? Almost like, you know, like those people like on TV shows, right? Where they're like smacking their gun, you know, like, Christus, how can I help you? You know, that kind of thing. And I was like, my goodness. I was like, well, listen, my name is Raul Gonzalez. I'm an age. Uh-huh. And she like cuts me off. I'm like, all right, great. Anyway, my name is Raul and I'm an insurance agent and I'm trying to help my client find a plan that you all work with. And she like very quickly shuts me up. We take all insurance. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, you know, that's interesting because when I look you up under the United Healthcare plan, I don't see that you accept that one. Well, not the, and she's like, well, not the, like, I'm just making this up. Like, I don't know, like just not the Secure Horizon. I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's the thing is, again, that's why I was calling because I want to figure out, I'm kind of annoyed. I'm going to be honest. I'm really annoyed at this point. I'm like, well, why are you being rude? Like, so I was like, well, what plans do you accept? And, again, she's like, well, we accept everyone except for that one. I was like, all right. So I looked up the benefits and I really thought, you know, kind of lining up with all the rest of this lady's doctors were in the network and everything. I was like, well, you know what? I called her up and I was like, hey, I just had an interesting experience with your primary care doctor. She said, what happened? I had kind of told her the situation. She's like, yes, that's the way they've been lately. I was like, oh yeah. And she's like, yeah, I really like that doctor. But every time that I call that office, I go, it seems like they don't want to help you. And she was like, yes. And so we were kind of laughing about it. And it, you know, it's sad though, because it's, I'm laughing about it, but it's actually not cool because she's doing this with senior citizens. And it really bothers me that you can be a senior citizen and get this level of care from a doctor's office. Anyway, so we're, you know, we were talking, and so she decided that, she was like, well, do you know of another good doctor? And I was like, keep in mind, this is in Corpus. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't know a doctor personally, but I do know of a group, and it's called WellMed, and they do a fantastic job for the most part, and they care for seniors, and that's their main focus is seniors. Like, why don't you give them a shot? And sure enough, she did. And she was super, super happy when I showed her the video of kind of like how they are. So she went ahead and I told her, just call the office, see if they'll give you a tour. So she called the office and they gave her a tour of the office. She got to meet the doctor. She was super excited. She called me up and she was like, man, I know this doesn't start till January, but could I see this doctor earlier? I'm like, well, I don't know. Maybe you could. They do accept Medicare supplement. And so we're able to help her. And so we got her enrolled into this Medicare Advantage plan. The reason I share this super long story is because this poor lady had been on this Medicare supplement for the last 9 years. And in our conversation, I uncovered that she really only went to the doctor about twice a year for checkups. And then she went to that specialist a couple of times and he just told her, sorry, we can't do this surgery on you. And so she's in a situation where she's been paying 9 years for a Medicare supplement and almost up to $320 a month just for checkups. And it's kind of a sad situation for me. When I think about our clientele and I think about being on a fixed income, it's one thing when you're working, you can just make the space for that. But when I had a conversation with her, she was like, yeah, I've been really struggling to pay this. You know, I'm broke and I've been struggling to pay this. It's, you know, the cost is now, I will just say, a quarter of my income. And that's sad when someone has rent. It's sad. And, you know, sometimes a Medicare supplement doesn't make sense. I was thinking about that and just kind of giving, you know, a real live situation to a senior when you're comparing Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage plan, when they're trying to make a decision and they're having a conversation with you and you're like, you know, it's really up to you, sir. Well, no, why don't we do some math? We can start talking and just tell them, hey, look, can you tell me how this looks to you? You know, if when you first turn 65, the premium is $98 a month. When you're 66, it goes up to 104. Not bad, right? 67, 125, 68, 140, 69, 162. At 70, it goes up to $175. At 71, it's $180. 72, it's 210. 73, it starts jumping, right? $235. And 74, it's $270 a month. Now, that's lower than what hers was. And to be honest, for men, usually the premiums are higher, right? Because men are more expensive to insure because, I don't know, maybe we take less care of ourselves, that kind of thing in general. And but just kind of doing some math, when you add those numbers up, you multiply them by 12 and you add those numbers up, this poor lady, you know, I'm just doing some math that I'm making up here, but it comes out to $20,388. $20,388. That's how much she is paying for her Medicare supplement to get two checkups every year, maybe three, with that knee doctor who didn't want to do the surgery. So that's how much she was paying. You know how much she would have paid under that Medicare Advantage plan? None. There's no premium, right? So this particular lady may have been better off with the Medicare Advantage plan because ultimately that was the end game. That's where she went anyway. And so if you bring up those types of situations to clients. You kind of give them, you know, real anecdotes. And that's what this is all about. In this business, I'm telling you, the people who can give anecdotes, people who can give, you know, real life situations are the ones who are the most successful because they're able to help people meet a need. You see, I don't want to go into an appointment and have what I think is best be what I sell. I want to go in there and I just want to have as much information as I can and as much real life situations as I can. And I want to help our agents help their clients, and I want to help them to select what is right for them, for their situation, and help them walk them through real life situations. And that's what these anecdotes are. You know, whenever I'm talking to people and I'm going through a Medicare Advantage summary of benefits and I talk to them about knee surgery, I bring up the fact that outpatient knee surgery. I had a torn meniscus in my right leg, and about 9 years ago, I had surgery on that knee, and it was in and out. So you go in at like 6 a.m, they prep you, they put you to sleep. And you wake up around 1 or 2 you wake up and then around 1 or 2, you get out of there. They send you home. That's outpatient surgery. I talk about that and I've received bills. And back then I was on a high deductible health plan. And so I had to pay the full, $6,000, but the full bill came out to like $12,000 and I had to meet my deductible that day. All that to say, those are real life situations. And some of those real life situations end up helping out quite a bit for people making life decisions. People are, when they're turning 65, it can be overwhelming. And so we want to help them. We want to give them as much information as we can. And so that's what the point of the TMS Medicare Hour is, you know, we're going to do a lot more of this, but I'm going to encourage every single one of you, please, please listen to this podcast. Please, please, spend the time learning. This is your craft. This is your business. You want to know as much as possible. My goal is to know everything. I just told you that it couldn't happen. Well, how do we do that? Well, I'm going to keep on learning, keep on going to that next step. So kind of just thinking about the difference between a Medicare supplement and a Medicare Advantage plan. I'm hoping that if you had a, you know, preference of a Medicare supplement, that this would help you to just have your eyes open a little bit more to, you know, real life situations of where a Medicare Advantage plan might have made more sense for somebody. And sometimes I think that you can have that kind of conversation with your client. You can, you know, talk to them and say, you know, when you're sitting in front of them, you know, if that were a situation, you know, could you, you know, I know that you can afford the $98 a month, but what about when it more than doubles in 9 years? Can you still afford it at that point? Is the premium affordable? A lot of times the answer is going to be no. Remember, people have a nest egg. People, when they're retired, they stop making money, a lot of them. I mean, there's, of course, the very few and far between people that will continue to make money, but people have to make decisions now without an income. Or without a substantial income. You know, I tell agents all the time, like, don't have a preference going in. Don't have a bias. You know, I am a great example. I think that a lot of times someone who knows me might assume that I would, you know, be on a Medicare supplement. And it's not true. I wouldn't. I personally would not be on a Medicare supplement. I would be on a Medicare Advantage plan. That to me would make the most sense. I personally would be, if it was me and if I was turning 65 right now, I'd be on a Medicare Advantage plan and I would be on an HMO plan. Most likely I would go on the United Healthcare, the AARP Medicare Complete. And that is what I personally would do in a situation where I was turning 65. Now, it's interesting though, because if you knew me and you knew my wife, you would know that she would be on a Medicare supplement. And the reason is if you have a conversation with her about the possibility of losing her doctor, she would want to choose a plan where she got to choose her own doctor, where she wouldn't lose her doctor. And that's just the way that she is. I know that for a fact because I believe that we're on a more expensive insurance right now for her health insurance because she didn't want to lose a doctor. Now, this is a doctor that delivered our children, so I understand, you know, why it's so important. But the fact is that she has an attachment to a doctor that would help her or kind of dictate to her which direction that she would go in as far as selecting a plan. I personally don't have any preference. I would change my doctor. It wouldn't matter. To me, a doctor is a doctor, and I will go. And if I want to, save money, and that's what I would do under a Medicare Advantage plan. I want to save some money, and I want to enroll in a Medicare supplement that is going to, in a Medicare Advantage plan. That's what I would do. I want to save as much money as I can, and I don't care. I'll find another good doctor. I believe that WellMed, it's like one of those things, right? Like I believe in the product that we talk about. I believe in that United Healthcare HMO. I personally would be on one. And if the situation ever changed, I'm willing to take those chances. And, but when it comes down to it, if somebody else that I talked to said, you know what, I want to choose to be on a Medicare supplement, I'm not going to try to convince them not to. I'm going to explain, hey, look, this is what the future could look like. Are you okay with that? And, but the same thing, even with the Medicare Advantage plan, right? I want to explain, well, this is what the future could look like. You have this doctor that you're really attached to, they're in the network, but I want to ask you a question. If you found out that this doctor was no longer in the network, would you be okay with that? Well, no. Okay, and maybe we need to find a plan that gives you more choice. Maybe we need to stay with the Medicare supplement. Well, yeah, but I can't afford a Medicare supplement. Okay, why don't we do an HMO right now? And then if that situation ever comes, maybe we can look at that doctor getting on a PPO, that kind of thing. And so we're going to explain the positives and the negatives of plans. I think it's a great idea to do. We always want to give, any negatives and really just share, hey, this is why a person would say, I should have chosen a Medicare Advantage, or I should have chosen a Medicare supplement, and really just give as much information as possible. So that is it for today's TMS Medicare Hour. And we're at 37 and a half minutes. So that's a little bit less than an hour, but this is an important thing to me. I want to make sure that we're delivering as much information as possible. I want to make sure that you all know that we are here for you. We are here to help you grow, help you to move to the next level in the future. I've already talked to Jeremiah Nashotka from United Healthcare. I've asked him to be a guest on our podcast. I am going to have people like Natalie, like Beto, like Maria, people that you all trust within TMS and others. I'm going to talk to other carriers and, come in, help educate us, help us take our agents to the next level. And my hope for you all is that you're going to sit in your car on your way to your appointments and have this running, and that you would say, man, this is not a waste of time. I'm so glad that I listen, and that Oscar and Raul and others are taking time out of their schedule and they're putting this content together because we believe in you. We believe that you can be very, very successful, and that we've only scratched the surface on how successful that you can be. You are worth our time, and we are so excited to work with our agents. So thank you all so much, and I hope that you have a great week. Thanks.